Greetings, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time. I've joined you this day with your game already well underway. It's fascinating for us to watch. We get to see you as you move from level to level, uncertain where the end is or where you're moving to. Most importantly, you're starting to harmonize together and beginning to see each other in new ways. There is a change occurring on planet Earth right now, and all of you can be part of it. It's a huge reconnection of the human heart. A resurfacing, if you will. In some way, it's an opportunity for unity to resurface as one of the most important elements that you can work with going forward as the new humans create a new world. You see, dear ones, you have a rather large family. We've spoken of this recently, so let's speak of it here as well. The family of E has existed with only a very small number of humans on your planet. With their special attributes, it didn't take many to create the opportunities and to land the seven clans. Now here you are, one step at a time, stretching out of the reality that you've been in during the higher existence. Know that one of the greatest things you can do is to reunite with those family members. You are again reuniting those parts of yourself which had separated in order to play this game of pretending to be a human. Some of them you will know quite well and recognize, yet others you won't. That's the most fascinating part. What will happen is you'll come across someone and make eye contact with them. Then you'll actually start to move on. It's partly out of honoring their privacy, but it's a habit nonetheless. In the days ahead, we encourage you to make these contacts and to take your time with them. Often, you can make huge impressions in just a momentary glance, while other times, it may take more effort. If your intent is to awaken hearts on planet Earth, dear ones, your time is at hand. Change is at hand. The family of E is now entering your planet in a very big way. The call went out and is being answered. We previously told you that there were roughly 1 million of the family of E in circulation on planet Earth. Well, that's changed rather drastically since the time we first shared it. In reality, on Earth, you're now at 2.5 million of the original family of E. Of course, the majority of them are exactly what you expect. They are mostly children, or even infants. So young that they're not actually consciously lending their energy to the planet or its societies. Yet we tell you, they are here. Their mere presence is starting to tip the scales a bit and to open up some critical opportunities for all of you. Make space for these new beings and bring in the wisdom that you've been searching for. Much is already there. Even how you harmonize with your planet and help Mother Earth herself. As you work in those areas. You have a huge heart, dear ones. You know how to make these things work if only you have the opportunity to do it. And you have that now, too. Not only will you be receiving support from the beings of planet Earth who are incarnating rapidly, but also from many spirits on this side of the veil. There's a large gathering here at home, watching what is taking place on Earth, for they are aligning themselves to be of assistance and to be in place when they are called upon during this evolution. A call for magic. It's amazing, dear ones. Although there are billions of games throughout the universe, there are none quite like yours. It is fascinating to see new energies you are setting into motion with every step that you take on your planet. Every moment that you make now is something brand new. We ask you to create something magical, rather than let it drift into fear. Consciously create magic. You'll find all the tools necessary to do it, for all you need to do is to bring that magic back to the surface of your memories. You are the grand beings that were incarnate many times when magic had landed on your planet. Yes, some of you even landed it yourselves. And now you can remember every part of it. Know that you are well equipped for this. Trust that there are beings gathering on this side of the veil to assist with what is about to happen on planet Earth. There are beings everywhere watching all the gatherings of planet Earth because you are setting the tone for all that is to come. It's a new day. Enjoy that journey, dear ones, and know that it will not be the same as before. You'll find entirely new energies opening every day. So make the most of it. Not only land your own survival, but also land your own joy and passion. Your experience of pretending to be a human is about to change, with much more of your own spirit in connection with that lean against each other and connect with family whenever you can, even if there's nothing more than a simple glance. A big smile, a hug. It's happening, so enjoy the ride. It's with the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another, and play well together. I am the keeper of time, Aspavo. Greetings from home. I am the scientist of the heart, and I join you today. Humanity has changed so many things that are not only taking place in your world, but also showing up in the larger universe. Dear ones, this is absolutely fascinating from our perspective. Let us take you back a couple of years ago, when we mentioned that the core energy in the middle of your galaxy was evolving. It had the effect of changing your relationship to time. The Milky Way galaxy, like all galaxy, has what is known as a black hole at its center. It is this black hole that drew together the collection of star systems that now make up the galaxy in the first place. This only happens when the black hole is feeding on materials such as stars and planets, which are drawn into the portal. Over time, the black hole becomes dormant and stops pulling material into it. This has been the state of the Milky Way galaxy until a few years ago, when we mentioned to you that the black hole at the center of your galaxy was starting to feed. Interestingly enough, your organizations of NASA and ESA, European Space Administration, have just recently validated that the portal is now feeding. That is causing everything to speed up as it changes your overall perception of time. We see you traveling through time in a spiral. The Milky Way galaxy is actually a huge spiral herself. Of course, at its very center is what originally pulled together your universe. But as it slowed down, momentum kept it in motion, and it played the time game. Now it's moving again. Even though it's happening ever so slowly, this has changed the base energy of what you call time. That's why time itself is more flexible right now, more so than you've perceived before, although most people are experiencing what seems to be a lack of time. They have not been even noticed that it's easier to travel in time than ever before. More to come on that later. Spiral opportunities. With the changes in time, you now have the opportunity to make more of a difference than ever before. You can plant your five words in time at any moment that you wish to create an imprint in the timeline ahead of you and then walk into it. And now that you've moved into spiral time, things get very interesting because you actually have more control over the illusion of time. We'd like to play what that is in the months ahead. Play with your illusion of time. Start expanding it, then contracting it. You'll find that you have much more control over it, and you'll also have beings around you that will help with this. You'll have guides that have traveled with you on your shoulder for eons of time, probably not only in this lifetime. Many of your guides have known you for very long periods over multiple incarnations. Often, they have watched life from just over your shoulder. Do you know how difficult that is to do, to watch someone make mistake after mistake? Even though you're whispering in their ear to go in this direction, they turn and go in the opposite direction. These loving beings are there for you at any moment, if only you remember to ask. Yes, dear ones, we know that it can be very challenging sometimes. But we also tell you that right now, you're at this stage when Earth is starting to change rapidly. It has to do with the effects of the black hole at the center of your galaxy, but even more, that it's playing into a larger picture of things to come. You're not the only game in the Milky Way galaxy, not by a long shot. As you start to loosen and release the grips of time a little bit, you can find others who have done the same. You'll even find that many have learned to travel in time to be here at this exact moment with something very special. Dear ones, even though you may not feel it right now, that something special could be even your own 5 words in time. Planting your 5 words in time. You may not remember exactly what your 5 words were or what you had in mind when you set those things into motion. However, they are now in motion, and you have that important part to play. Sometimes it's even simply landing 5 words that you brought back from the future. Other times it's about awakening people from the dream, or even in some way taking an active part yourself. Oh yes, those are very capabilities that all of you have at this moment. However, don't be surprised if time starts altering a bit. Typically, in the beginning, when you start moving into the new illusion of time, it will almost seem as if you're losing time instead. That's actually a normal reaction to changing time. And you'll also see that you have those gaps where you can expand time. You can start creating something new in the space between your words. There are new energies coming to planet Earth that are very subtle but powerful, incredibly powerful. With a new feminine energy grounding in an entirely different way, this can take root and provide a base for the game of humanity to take another step. What if time were more variable than you would currently experience? That's directly ahead of you. This bubble has now started to move a little bit in the timeline, so you get to play with it. You'll soon experience a little bit more of what that's like. Please understand that if you don't see this coming or if you don't understand what's happening, you'll tend to experience it as running out of time or simply a shortage of time. So if that's happening to you, just have a good laugh. The grand reunion at home. Know that you not only have capabilities to expand it, but you also have help all around you. All you need to do is to ask those beautiful beings on your shoulder to help. There are even new guides that are gathering around you, dear ones. There's a grand reunion at home to watch, to be there, to be in place, to take someone's hand when it's reached out. There's a huge reunion taking place here at home to help in this evolution, in this next step on planet Earth. The game has never changed dimensions and has actually shifted dimensions to help start new game right where you are right now. That can happen with variable time, and you're starting to step into more of that than you've ever seen before. So our suggestions to you during this next several months is to do exactly that. Know that you're not in restricted time in any way, in the same way that you have been. And although it's very difficult for you to move small amounts of time, it's possible for you to jump huge levels of time and take your place in different time frames. In fact, that's what most of you are doing right now. So ask yourself, are you here from 300 years in the future? And if so, what have you brought back that can help humanity ground the light and bring home the experience of the new game that you're now creating? It's with the greatest of honor, dear ones, that we greet you in this way. Open the doors. We're not telling you anything that you haven't already known. We're simply helping you to remember. So treat each other with respect as you pass each other in the street. Nurture one another and hold those doors open at every chance. You're creating the opportunities for love. So play well together and create a new game of mastery. Naspavo, dear ones. I am the scientist of the heart.